Moncrief on News Talk.
If you own a manual car, you are fast becoming a minority. Sales of automatics in Ireland have increased by around 500% in the last decade. Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie is here to tell us what's going on. Afternoon, Dave.
Afternoon, Sean. What is going on? Well, basically, there are fewer manual cars available these days when it comes to new cars.
Right.
Everything's going automatic, basically.
And because there used to be a perception that, you know, automatic cars are a bit fecky. If they broke down, it'd cost you a fortune, that kind of, and they weren't as fuel efficient.
Yeah, so that was the thing. Like, automatics, it was at one time, it was more of a luxury thing. It would have cost you anything up to 3,000 or 4,000 euros more to have an automatic. And but also, they weren't really all that good. We used to refer to them in the industry as slush boxes in terms of how they changed gears. But they also, they weren't as fuel efficient. They cost more. So generally, it wasn't as big a thing, certainly in Europe. Obviously, America loves its automatic transmissions. But nowadays, automatics have gotten way more efficient. The cost has also come down. So really, there's almost, in cars that offer manual and automatics, there's really not the same sort of big price parity between, or price difference between the two. And also nowadays, with the likes of hybrid, electric, plug-in hybrid, these vehicles all use automatic transmissions by default. You know, basically, they're always automatic. So that's really why you're seeing such a big drop in, it's not that people are avoiding manuals, it's that they're just not really as many available anymore.
But even in the second-hand market, would there not be lots of manuals there?
Oh yeah, there would still be existing. There's still a lot of manuals still available, but now what we're seeing, all the sort of newer generation of cars that are coming out now, if they're hybrid, they're going to be automatic. If they're electric, they're going to have an automatic. So that's why you're seeing the drop off in new registrations of manual cars really coming down an awful lot. Now, there are still manual cars. They tend to be, now we see it in the more affordable end of cars, so smaller cars, small hatchbacks, city cars would tend to have that. And actually, commercial vehicles, would like vans and stuff, would still often come with manual transmissions as well. But it is something that is, I don't want to say dying out, it's just becoming it's becoming surpassed by the advancements in automatic transmissions.
Yeah, and an automatic transmission would have more than the usual 5 or 6 gears in it, would it?
Yes. So we have seen anything up, so they can be anything from 6 up to 10 gears or 10 speeds in the latest generation of automatics. And they'll often have what's called a dual clutch transmission. So effectively, the gearbox has 2 clutches in it. And what it does is it lines up the next gear already. And the result is you get these very smooth, almost seamless gear changes where you're not even really noticing the gear change. So it is, it's a very slick operation compared to what automatics used to be like. Now, manuals, yeah, you'll probably still see typically 5-speed or 6-speed. In the smaller cars, often it's still only a 5-speed, and then maybe a 6-speed in a slightly bigger car. But yeah, generally the automatics, they can be anything from 6 or 7-speed is very common. Ford do a 10-speed gearbox as well. So, and the reason for having more gears is just that the engine doesn't have to rev as highly. So it changes gears more frequently, keeps your engine in a nice optimum operating window, and that helps reduce emissions and fuel consumption as well.
Does that make, though, if one of those cars break down or go wrong, they're complicated to fix?
They are relatively complicated, not massively more than what a manual transmission would be. And the fact that they're becoming so much more common and more widespread means that, you know, you're not seeing it. It's not a rare thing to have. So most places would be very, familiar with working on them. And a lot of the time, they're generally not massively strained in terms of the power or performance going through them. So typically, you don't see a whole lot of issues other than, as long as you're keeping up with your maintenance and things like that. There's a lot of kind of dedicated gearbox manufacturers that supply the big car companies. It's not necessarily your Volkswagen is making the gearbox. You know, some brands will buy in units, and you know, these units are built and supplied for many manufacturers, and they're very proven technologies. Like companies like ZF make very good automatic gearboxes.
Yeah. Now, and is it still the case, though, if you go to do your driving test, you can have like a driving license or just an automatic driving license?
Yes. Yes. Now, this is a very important thing that I always try and encourage people to go and sit your test in a manual car. If you go and sit your test in a manual car and you pass your test, you are covered to drive cars, but you're also covered to drive automatic cars. But if you do your test in an automatic car and pass, you're only licensed to drive an automatic car. Now, given what I said about how the industry is going towards being all automatic, for most people, that's probably not the end of the world. But I do think it's a really good skill to have to be able to drive a manual car for whatever reason. You might be on holidays and the hire cars are only available with manual gearboxes or whatever the case may be. I do think it's a better skill to have than to not have it. So I would always encourage people, if you are going to be sitting your test, do it in a manual. Even if you never drive a manual ever again, you've still got the license to cover you to do it.
Yeah. Though, given that they might die, it could be looking in the not too distant future where everybody does their test in an automatic, because that's all there are.
It is. Absolutely. It is going that way. Although I think, you know, there are driving schools out there that will specifically retain manual cars for that very purpose. But absolutely, you know, as we go towards increasing adoption of electric vehicles and hybrids and things like that, they're all automatic gearboxes. But it's a good thing to have. You might buy yourself a nice classic car down the line in later life, or a little sporty number like an Mazda MX-5. And that's going to have a manual gearbox. And you know, it's the joy of driving, Sean.
Yeah. Dave, thanks a million for talking to us today. Dave Humphreys there from CompleteCar.ie.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.